Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scandal and vice, or sugar and spice, it's naughty but nice, rich raw.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Tudor. Joining us today is our dear friend, Mark Lupo Loopy Loopy Loopy. Hey, are you there?
Hey, Amazon best-selling author.
Can you believe it, Mark? My book came out this week. I am number 11 on Amazon charts. I'm just in front of Tina Fey. Mark, what is going on?
What is going on? But totally not surprised and very well-deserved.
Oh, thank you, my friend. I worked really hard on this, and I didn't necessarily do it to sell a lot of books. Yes, this is lovely. I just thought if I sold one or two, maybe 10, you know, I'd be okay. It's overwhelming. So if you're trying to order the book, the foreword answer, my new book, there are shortages. Keep trying. They've promised me they're rushing a second printing of the book, Mark.
Wow.
Just in a few days.
Wow.
Apparently there are factories somewhere in New York pumping out more copies of this book because we nearly sold out. So thank you. Hey, let's get on with the show because we've got a ton of celebrity gossip. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. Thank you, Mark, darling. So Ariana Grande is saying a stalker threatened to kill her.
Oh.
So Ariana is claiming somebody with a knife, turned up at her home in early September. These new disturbing details are just emerging now. TMZ got hold of the legal documents. The man was arrested for allegedly pulling a knife on the pop star's security team.
Whoa.
And threatening to kill her. In the restraining order, Ariana has made it very clear that he has terrorized her for the last several months. We didn't know about this, but this has been going on for several months, and it escalated to the incident in September when security asked him to leave the premises. He got onto the premises, Mark, with the knife, which she was home at the time. She was on site. He became irate and started to scream, "I'm effing going to kill you and her." In a report by the LAPD that I saw, they were quite shocked what they saw at the scene when they arrested him, actually making the police put in a report saying that this stalker is really dangerous, and they feared that if he was released from prison, he would probably do the same thing again. Ariana finally put out a statement saying the following, quote, "It's heartbreaking," quote, I am fearful for my safety and the safety of my family. Mm. I fear that absent a restraining order, Mr. Brown, that's the guy, will continue to come to my home and attempt to physically harm or murder me and members of my family.
Mm.
Mark, mm. this is explosive.
Explosive. Awful. You know, it reminds me of so many other celebrities like Kendall Jenner, who recently had so many problems with stalkers coming into her home, even swimming in the pool, the family pool. You think about Versace getting shot at his front door. You know, it's like, is this the price of fame? Do we need to revisit the way we handle celebrity?
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. And we'll get to that question in a moment. Just a personal story here. I was at a superstar's house. I'm not going to say his name, but I was at a superstar's house. I was staying there overnight, mm-hmm. and he's a friend. Mm-hmm. And that's why I don't want to mention who he is. But he had a new album out, and he was live in concert. I woke up, I went to the front door, I opened the door, the album was there, life was crossed out and dead. Mark.
Oh my gosh.
This is in a private house. This wasn't in a lobby in a fancy building in New York where anybody can drop off a package. This is in a private house. They'd got on the property.
Oh my
God. They'd got up the driveway. Mark.
Awful.
I mean, part of me wanted to run back to New York. I mean, part of me wanted to stay there and help my friend. But then get this, Mark. Security had to move into the house. There were men with guns in that house for over a month.
Oh, it's just so terrifying. And that
terrifying.
You know, you can't, that's the lifestyle. Like, you'll always have to think about, will someone come after me? Is someone going to be in my home? It's terrifying.
You make an excellent point, and it brings us to our poll question of the day. Ariana Grande is alleging that a stalker threatened to kill her. Do we need stronger anti-stalker laws? Mm. Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there. And be sure to check back tomorrow for your results, although I think I know where you're going to go, but check back tomorrow. Mark Love, what are you working on?
All right, so on a much lighter note.
Thank goodness.
Jake Gyllenhaal is walking back his controversial comments about bathing. Okay, so in case you missed this, Rob, Jake says he finds regular bathing to be less necessary as he gets older. So his comments sparked an intense debate about personal hygiene online, and Jake went on to say that he thinks there's a whole world of not bathing that is also really helpful for the skin maintenance, and that we naturally are able to clean ourselves. Now, Rob, you know how I feel about a good shower. I showered before the show. I'll probably shower two more times later today. What do you think about this?
Oh, I just feel so dirty. I actually took your tip this morning, Mark. I had a shower before the show too. And I feel more alive.
Yep.
I mean, I'm normally pretty hyper on the show, but today I'm particularly hyper with the news about my book and the fact that I'm fresh as a daisy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very, very hyper today. I don't know about this. I feel better personally when I feel clean, and there's something almost therapeutic. Forget just the dirt and the hygiene of it, to wash off all the day or your troubles. Sometimes I jump in a shower if I'm having a bad moment,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like I'm just washing all my troubles away, Mark. What's the most showers you've had? You love a shower, Mark, in a day.
I would say probably four. I mean, three is not unusual for me. Like morning, midday, and then before bed, yeah.
No! Do you always have a shower before bed as well as in the morning? Always.
Well, listen, we live in New York City, right? So you're outside, things smell, people are, you know, near you, the subway. I can't go to bed without showering. No, no way.
What about, and this is a little cheeky, I hope Doris, your mommy's not listening. Mm-hmm. Mark, if you meet a handsome gentleman in a bar,
mm.
and we go back to Castle Lupo for a kissy poo on mm-hmm. that couch behind mm-hmm. you, mm-hmm. do you have a shower before the kiss?
It depends on how far we're going with that kiss, but I always prefer to, yes, I always prefer to take a shower before anything that goes down.
Would you like him to take a shower too?
I usually prefer that. And we can do it together if we have to.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. so sweet. Would you actually have the chutzpah to say, hey, whatever your name is, I've just met you. No, I'm being silly. Hey, Fred, why don't you jump in the shower?
I have and I will.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have.
Bossy boots. Oh, you're such a bossy boots. Moving along. Harry and Meghan are coming to New York, so they're going to make an appearance at the Global Citizen Live event on Saturday. But I believe they're actually coming in a little little early because they're going to go down and visit One World Trade Observatory, which is at the top of the World Trade Center. Mm. I've actually been there, Mark. I went with my friend Elvis Duran. Hey, Elvis. Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for having me on your show yesterday. I went on Elvis Duran's morning show and I was on at 8 o'clock. I did 25 minutes and he's the reason that this book is in the top 20. He was such a friend.
Aww.
I mean, I went in to talk about gossip and to catch up. Oh, no, no, no. All he did was talk about this book. He read it. He bought it. He came prepared. Elvis, you are such a friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But back to Harry and Meghan. How do you think they will be welcomed in New York? I think pretty well. I think it'd be lovely to see them. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I think New York is ready for them. You know, like I've said, I've met Meghan before in New York City. You know, she's someone I think that is better received in the U.S. than maybe in the U.K. right now.
Oh, 100%. But do you think she's actually better received in New York than L.A.? Or is she's an L.A. girl. She's got that L.A. vibe. She's very beachy. Her hair's very, very L.A. What do you think, Mark? She's not the New York girl. She's more L.A. in my mind.
Yes, she's an L.A. girl. But what I love about Meghan is that she's a chameleon. She can kind of shapeshift into whatever environment she has to be in. So I can see her wearing like a whole dark outfit, just storming around. Yeah, New York.
Oh, I see her in a power suit in New York. Yeah, she's putting away all the sort of flowery dresses. All those have gone away. All those beach dresses, Mark.
Yep.
She's not bringing them. She's going to bring like a purple power suit.
Yes, exactly.
Yep. You watch. She's going to be fabulous in New York. A little legalese. We don't do that often on this show. What's going on with Brad and Angelina?
Oh my gosh. So Brad and Angelina, it seems like this nasty custody battle will never end. So
it's
Rob,
never going to end.
It's never going to end.
It's never going to end.
So Angelina Jolie has now accused Brad Pitt of trying to use his celebrity to win special treatment in their long-running custody battle. So Brad's attorneys have launched a bid to overturn a decision to dismiss the judge overseeing the custody fight. But Angelina's team is retaliating, saying this is a last-ditch effort by a celebrity litigant seeking special treatment is not what this court's limited review resources are for. Now, Rob, back in June, Brad was awarded joint custody of their children, a decision that Angelina vowed to fight. She claimed that her three children wanted to testify against Brad, but were blocked from doing so by the private judge to whom Brad and Angelina initially agreed to and also married them in 2014.
Yeah, this is a friend of theirs. This judge married them, so they both agreed to this judge. They knew him very well.
So my thing is this, Rob. I feel like this won't resolve until the kids are like 40 years old. I mean, I don't see any resolution in sight. What do you think?
I think that's her strategy. I think Angelina's going to play out the clock on this and throw up legal arguments. So the kids are going to be 20, and by then they're probably not going to know their dad. He wants this to be over now. He wants to get back involved in his children's lives. We know anybody that has children or have children in their family. They grow up really fast, and if you're not around, they're going to move on pretty fast too. And so I want Brad back in their lives. He wants to be in their lives. It feels to me like Angie's throwing up every legal argument she can, but it is some, I mean, it's quite an argument to claim he's using his celebrity when she's Angelina Jolie.
Like, exactly.
There's a lot of celebrity here all the way around. And I would argue if they both weren't as famous, this would probably be over by now. But everybody's treading very carefully, the whole legal system, because you've got two superstars and the eyes of the world on this case. You two, get it together for the kids. Stop fighting. It's not about you two. It's about those children. Quickly, before we go to break, Patrick Swayze hated his iconic line in Dirty Dancing. I know. So Jennifer Grey is talking with Yahoo. And she said Patrick, who died of cancer in 2009, he was strongly against saying, quote, "Nobody puts baby in the corner." I love that line. So it's such a famous line. It's entered pop culture history, really. So Jennifer went on to add, Patrick didn't want to say it, and she didn't blame him. He thought the line was corny. Is it corny? Let me hear you say it, Mark. Nobody puts baby in the corner. Let's hear you.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
See, that's not corny.
It's all about the inflection and just the intent. It's a little corny, but listen, it lives on, right? It lives on It lives on with all of us.
It's a little cold. Have you ever been asked to do something at your job, in your workplace, that you didn't want to do, that you didn't want to say? Have you been asked to send an email or give a note to somebody, Mark? As a producer, you are on some big, big shows, Mark. Have you ever had to give a note that you're like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this?
Yeah, and it stinks when you have to do it and you want to trust your gut. But in this particular moment, I think that he was wrong. The line lives on. It's infamous. It's famous. Yes. And it's something we all laugh and think about. So I'm glad it worked out for him.
It's a great line. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here and we will be right back.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always gonna have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show with Rob Shooter, who's a best-selling author.
Yes.
Did I mention that? Oh. Mark, I can say this for the rest of my life. It's going to be on my tombstone. Best-selling author. I'm so, so proud. And of course, we have our dear friend, Mark Lupo. Hey, Loopy, let's get to the polls.
Bum, da, bum, da, bum, da. Bum, bum,
thank you. What do you play again, Mark? Is it the trumpet, the viola?
I play the viola. Yes.
It's a very unusual instrument, isn't it? It's not quite a violin. It's like a chubby violin.
It's a chubby violin, yeah, after the stepsister.
It's the stepsister. How did you end up with the viola? Was it all that was available?
It was the one that was free. So I gave my parents...
Doris!
Yep. I let them off the hook.
Doris! Mm-hmm. Doris! Yeah. Well, I'm sure you're marvelous. One day we'll have a recital. So let's get to our polls. Kelly Ripper revealed the intimate way that handsome Mark Consuelos, oh my goodness, he's so hot, how he, quote, takes care, wink, wink, ooh, of their issues. We know how he does that. Thank you, Kelly. Is this too much information or not enough? Let's have a look. Ooh! Why the noughties don't like talking about sex or hearing it like my good self. 76% said it is too much. I know you're going to disagree. What do you think?
I think too much, but never enough.
You have a bit of a crush on Mark.
Mm-hmm, Did you see him on live this week, co-hosting?
Every day.
He looked really good.
I think I like him better than Ryan. I know that sounds naughty. Ryan's brilliant on that show, and Ryan is so talented. But there's something about a married couple bickering. You can tell the mornings they've had a little disagreement at home. Oh, I can see they've had, like, if he's not made the bed, she's like,
Yeah.
Or if he hasn't put things in the dishwasher, and she's like, I think they're great together. Who do you prefer? Do you prefer her with Mark or with Ryan?
I like when Mark drops in every now and again.
Oh, I see.
I want like space from him, but then when he comes, they get really excited because they are such a beautiful couple, you know?
Interesting. Yes. A little goes a long way, doesn't it? And
it
makes you really look forward to when he's there. So 76% said too much. I agree with you. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Oh. Rob, it's Patricia Heaton.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. She's revealing that she's now sober. So Patricia Heaton says she had a drunken moment in front of her sons, which led her to get sober. A tipping point came when she was visiting one of her sons in Nashville, and they went to a dinner party at his home. She brought a few bottles of wine and drank a lot, and Patricia was making a joke at the table and started saying, "You know, in our family, it's a tradition." And she said, "I could not pronounce the word tradition. I tried 3 times and I could not say the word." So Rob, the next day, she went to breakfast with a friend who was sober. And she said, "Well, you're the first person I'm telling this to, but this is my first day of never drinking again." And she's been sober for 3 years since.
Wow, good for you, Patricia Heaton. This is your own personal journey, isn't it? If I stopped drinking because I couldn't pronounce a word, well, I mean, I wouldn't ever drink anything ever again. I'm always mispronouncing stuff. So we have a different sort of bar of acceptable behavior. Uh-huh. I've had nights out where I've drank too much and done stuff that I've been ashamed of, which are much, much deeper crimes than mispronouncing a word, I'm ashamed to say. But Mark, have you ever had that moment when you're like, "Oh, I shouldn't have drank that much"?
Yes, I do. And I can relate to not being able to pronounce a word or other things. I feel like this is more like almost like an amateur move.
Yes, this is a Tuesday.
Like
this is you and me at Bottino on a Tuesday. Yes.
Yeah, so, but
we have different bars.
We have
different bars of it. And I'm saying find the right one for you, Patricia. You're our nicest of the day. And naughtiest of the day is The Bachelor in Paradise has been forced to evacuate as serious tropical storms approach. Now, the naughtiest of the day are people on Twitter who don't seem to care about this. And one person wrote, "It's just a tropical storm." No, you gotta be safe. These are really dangerous. The world is changing. We've seen this recently on the news and all the devastation. It's better to get out before the storm approaches than to sit tight and then regret it. Our naughtiest of the day. And now it's time for a moment of Rob. You get a Rob. Sponsored by the four-word answer. I'm still going to say it. They're still sponsoring us. A new book, Mark. I'm so excited.
Yay.
I'm so excited, Mark. Mm. So if you're trying to order the four-word answer, my new book, keep trying. Honestly, within hours, they are printing more copies as we speak. They didn't believe in us naughtiesers as much as they should have. So they only printed up several thousand copies. They got snapped up in like 2 or 3 hours, Mark. It's unbelievable. And so now they're printing them like crazy. I know. They got a phone call from Barnes & Noble and Amazon begging for more books. They're like, we need more books.
Begging.
We need more books. Begging for more books. I said, I've got two under my bed. They said, it's not enough. We need more books. So they're printing them like crazy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So Diddy taught me the most important person in your life is you, which is why you have to invest in yourself. When people don't treat you like you are important, leave them. They've got to go. Invest in yourself, because if you don't do the work, you don't deserve the result. Oh, that's tough love. Ooh, that's tough love.
That is
but
really
it's
tough.
True, Mark. Mm-hmm. This week I've been promoting the book like crazy, going on different TV shows. Today I'm on Good Day New York. I'm on Access Hollywood live, their afternoon show today too. So I'm doing tons of TV. Before every show, I schedule an hour to prepare. I don't wing it. I don't turn up. I don't have a drink and just think I can get by, skate by. I sit down and I research. I think about it, I find what I want to say, I practice in front of a mirror. Celebrities, big stars do this. I've been with them and seen them practice. Before they walk a red carpet, when I'm in the limo with Diddy or J-Lo or Jessica Simpson, we turn off the music and on the way to the venue, we practice what they're going to say. Mm-hmm. If they can practice, so can Rob Shooter.
Yes.
You've got to come prepared, Mark.
Yes.
You put in the work. You put in the work, my friend, yes?
Well, of course, but Rob, to your point, people only see you on TV, they see your book, they hear your podcast, but all the real work goes down in private, right?
It does, it does. And it's not glamorous, and it's not fun, and you sit there and you do the work. It's like being back at school, learning lines, reading books, doing research. But the only way you can shine for a couple of minutes is by doing a couple of hours of dull boring work. Come prepared. Hey, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Mark Lupo show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen, and leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, everybody, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be
nice.
Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob!
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.